Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker, of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the Marcellus Shale impact fees and their impact on the county. I understand there's some good news in your area. Talk to us about what's going on here.
Yes, indeed. I'm happy to announce that as a result of Act 13 of 2012, impact fees collected from natural gas drilling companies are coming back to counties and municipalities in my 68th Legislative District, which is Tioga and Western Bradford counties. And the good news is that the amount for the district is going to be approximately $22.6 million is coming back to Tioga and Western Bradford County. Under the law, impact fees are imposed on the extraction of natural gas, and the amount fluctuates depending on the price of natural gas and the rate of inflation. According to the figures provided this week by the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission, Bradford County municipalities within the 68th District, Western Bradford County, and there's 15 municipalities that I represent, will receive $3.7 million, and the Tioga County municipalities, all of the Tioga County municipalities, will receive $7.4 million. In addition to that, the county of Bradford County, a very sizable check in the amount of $7 million will be sent to the Bradford County commissioners, and the Tioga County commissioners will receive a check for $4.4 million from impact fee disbursements to local governments and funding from the Marcellus Legacy Fund. Now, this all totals $22.6 million for Bradford and Tioga counties for their municipalities and counties that heretofore never was available. Tioga and Bradford counties are among the counties with the most gas wells in the state and therefore receive some of the largest amounts back in impact fees. The money helps counties and local communities address any impacts from the industry, such as repair of local roadways, environmental protections, and affordable housing opportunities. The natural gas drilling industry has provided many benefits for the area, including increased local revenue and more job opportunities. But as with any industry, there are some resulting challenges that this money will help to address. Counties and municipalities have the option to use funds to address a variety of drilling impacts under the law, including preservation and reclamation of water supplies, improvements to local roads and bridges, construction and repair of water and sewer systems, delivery of social services, including domestic relations and drug and alcohol treatment, even local tax reduction. And as I said before, they could apply some of the money to local affordable housing needs and assistance for county conservation districts. There is another fund associated with the impact fee, and it's called the Marcellus Legacy Fund, which was created from 40% portion of the fees collected that goes back to the state. The money distributed by the fund can be used for emergency response planning, training and other activities, water, stormwater, and sewer system construction and repair, infrastructure maintenance and repair, as well as statewide environmental initiatives, to name a few. So it's very good news for Tioga and Bradford counties.
And as we record this program, Representative, it is June 6th, the anniversary of the D-Day invasion. Talk to us about the Greatest Generation and their impact on everyone down the line.
Absolutely. June 6th marks the 70th anniversary of the Normandy landings during World War II, otherwise recognized as D-Day. The House passed a resolution to commemorate this occasion. D-Day marked the beginning of the final push across Europe to defeat Axis forces during World War II, with more than 9,000 Allied soldiers killed or wounded in that battle alone. My wife's uncle perished in the D-Day invasion and is buried in Normandy. And I wish to extend a special heartfelt thank you to all the men and women who served that day and our utmost gratitude to those who did not come home. Your legacy is not forgotten.
Representative Baker, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.